listening to
The Raja Show.
Bismillah Rabbana Atina Ar-Rahmani Rabbana Wa Yaika Bubu. Bismillah Rabbana Atina Ar-Rahmani Rabbana Wa Yaika Bubu.
What you're going to hear about today
is nothing short of a miracle. It's dramatically new, made possible only through years of research, invention, and innovation. Living stereo is played on a record. It will play any record, whether 78, 45, or 33 and a third. One record, one groove, picked up by one style. It's the most tremendous new musical experience you can have. And now,
it's the
Roger
Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Roger Show. Today it is episode 15, the big 1-5, the big 555. You know what I'm talking about there. Today we're going to have all the normals, including the car, sport, and tech news, plus those YouTube videos. We're going to have a bit of a different arrangement today. I'm going to have a bit of a shorter show with a little bit less songs, but we're still going to have a few songs, don't worry about that. So let's get into it. Oh, but first, mcradio@gmx.com. You can email me there and give me your messages for the next show. You might know of the chasers from previous shows, but you might not know about an interesting viral video that came around a few years ago about a gun.
Quite a lot has actually changed, hasn't it, since we were last on the air?
Yes, we've got a brand new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, and Rudd actually sent us a good luck message for our first show back tonight.
A telegram. Have you got
it? Yeah, so actually says, Ni hao, tamara, wara, trifongs and ali.
Thank you, Kevin. We've actually had that translated, and apparently it means, where the f*** is my hairdryer?
Mm.
But I think on the whole, we've become a very different nation under Rudd. A much more caring, compassionate, tolerant nation.
Yeah, he's changed the way we think. I mean, since the apology, we've become much more sensitive when it comes to issues of race.
Mm.
For instance, particularly when you see eyewitness vox pops at crime scenes.
There were these two wogs fighting, and the fatter wog said to the skinnier wog, "Oi, bro, you slept with my cousin, eh?" And then they pulled out a gun and just went, boom!
Yeah, I just came out of the club and I saw this skinny white slapper doing a vox pop over there with a news crew. And she wasn't a wog, but she was definitely a bogan and a complete b*** artist and a media slut. And I just felt like putting a gun to her head and just going, boom!
Well said. Well said, all.
That was the chasers. But if you have ever searched Harry Potter on YouTube, you might have found this clip, which has become a bit famous.
What is that mysterious ticking noise? Not over here, not over there. Kind of catchy. Snipe, Snipe, Severus Snipe, 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 Severus Snipe.
Dumbledore!
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 Hermione! Severus Snape.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Severus.
Harry Potter.
Snape.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Severus.
Harry Potter. That's me.
Snape.
Harry.
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 Dumbledore.
Hermione.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter. I'm Harry Potter. I'm Harry Potter. Harry. Harry Potter.
Singing our song. All day long at Hogwarts!
I found the source of the ticking! It's a pipe bomb!
Yay!
Voldemort, Voldemort, ooh, Voldy, 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 Voldemort.
Well, that's the Potter Powers. Now it's time for the car and sport news.
MC!
Car news. The brand new Honda CR-V has been released and it is said to be larger and have better fuel economy than the current model. The split grille on the current model has been taken out and replaced with a neat horizontal running triple bar design. This will give the noise of the vehicle a cleaner finish. Honda has said the new design for the noise of the car will improve the aerodynamics, economy, and the weight. The preview image of the new CRV will be shown in America September and will probably be sold overseas next year. In Australia, this new model will replace the current 2007 model. However, there is no set date for its release in Australia. Not much at the moment is actually known about the interior of the car, so buyers will just have to wait and see. Up until now, the new Combi Beach, released in 2006, was one of the most recent versions of the traditional Combi. However, the generation to come will be even more different again. It has apparently been revealed that there is definitely a brand new modern-day Combi on the way. This new Combi is expected to have 6 seats and run on either petrol or diesel or built as a hybrid. It is also said to be on sale in Europe late 2012. It will probably be released in Australia the next year following that. That's the car news. For more, go to carsguide.com.au. Now ccmixer.org by Nitropox on MC.
This is
MC.
There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Sports news. Melbourne could be set to host a season opener of the Formula One Grand Prix in 2012. This event will mark the very first race of the Formula One season. This race in Melbourne will be held as a doubleheader along with the Malaysian Grand Prix. The Formula One will then head to China and India for the two last Asian rounds in the season. Australian cricketer Cameron White is confused about the selectors' decision to call up South Australian spinner Nathan Lyon. He has said that the door is open for everyone to be able to earn themselves a braggy green cap. Lyon has gained a spot in the squad, with only four first-class games up his sleeve. Cameron White has been preparing to fly to Sri Lanka ahead of Australia's two 2020 international games. However, the attention quickly focused on Lyon. At first, it was only expected that Lyon would be selected in the 2020 national team following his performance with the ball last summer. For more sports news, go to news.com.au. Now on MC, it's Love Shadows Taking Your Time.
This is
MC.
Tech news. The US Justice Department says 14 people have been arrested for allegedly mounting cyber attack on PayPal in relation for suspending the accounts of WikiLeaks. The cyber attacks on PayPal's website by the group Anonymous followed the release by WikiLeaks last November of thousands of classified State Department cables. Anonymous is a loosely organised group of hackers sympathetic to WikiLeaks. It has claimed the responsibility for the attacks against corporate and government websites worldwide. Optus has launched a new product to fix mobile phone black spots in the home, but it says it won't stop working to improve overall coverage. The telco's 3G home zone is the first major push for Fermento cell technology in Australia. The idea that you plug your device into a broadband modem or router and it creates a 3G network covering the house. No network can guarantee great mobile phone coverage throughout the home if you think of sandstone walls, upstairs and downstairs areas, said the Optus Customer Services Marketing Director, Gavin Williams. He also said the home zone allows you to have dedicated personalised coverage with 5 bars in your home. British police have arrested a 19-year-old man in the remote Scottish archipelago on a suspension of being the spokesman of LOL Security, an anonymous computer hacking group. The man arrested is believed to be linked to an ongoing international investigation into the criminal activity of the so-called hacktivist groups Anonymous and LOLSEC, and users online nickname Topiary, which is presented as a spokesman for the groups. Topiary is claimed to have been the media relations spokesman for Anonymous and has found fame before founding LOLSEC and launching its infamous 50 Days of LOLS campaign in April. More news after this song. Do It Again by Alex, the dubstep version. You're listening to Raja's Tech News.
You're listening to
The Raja
Show. You started with champagne. Then we started talking. The words I was saying made the fantasy feel real. Some might call that game, but I keep on falling over you like I always do. Then we made a toast. Things get so exciting. Everything about the way you move is so inviting. The scene is oh so clean. All lights are green, if you know what I mean. Can you take it all in? The talking and the passion comes to mind. You take them on a journey, they'll follow behind. You can find a place that's all so fine. Then we made a toast. Things get so exciting. Everything about the way you move is so inviting. The scene is all so clean. All lights are green, if you know what I mean. Told her face down in the books. Don't try to get by on your looks. I know she looks good, she's the real good cook. But in the chess game, she'll take your rook. Even the best game got shaken and shook. Give me a chess pain, cause your breath got took. Not a left or a crook like a thief in the night. She like a knife, she's out of sight like a flight. I'ma write, dedicate a song to her. Words I make a swirl like a vision of blur. Spin off the kit when position occurred. Listen to her, now she's flipping a bird. On the mission of her, till she's ripping your shirt. Ready to flirt.
Welcome back. A new survey has found people who use several forms of technology to communicate with family and friends are more likely to be lonely. In the 2011 Relations Indications Survey found 40% of people who used an average of four methods to communicate were lonely, compared with just 11% of people who used only one. More than 50% of people said social networking sites such as Facebook had no impact on the quality of their relationships, while 20% said the sites had a positive impact. Audi external hard drives available as a part of the special buys purchases found to be containing a computer virus. The Fission external 4-in-1 hard drive, DVD, USB and card reader device was withdrawn from sale yesterday morning. The hard drive is supplied to Audi by a company called Smart IT Australia, described on its webpage as a global company which sells electronics products to 10 countries. That's the tech news for morgananews.com.au. Now, come back my Morgandy on MC's Radio Show.
This is
MC.
Wind is ripping
Yes, thank you for listening to The Radish Show for this fortnight. And remember, you can go to mcstream.blogspot.com for a little bit more content on the show. Now, I'll be back in live and in full next fortnight, so I hope you have a good time. See you later.
You're listening to
The Radish Show.